The first thing I want to propose and talk to the board and everyone about is CHEA, which is an open gate system. So for about the last 6 months, we've looked for a solution to detect weapons. We talked to another school system that's close to us. They have implemented this, so we got a lot of guidance from them. We also met with the sheriff's office and asked them, you know, guidance on what we should do. And the top contender is the CHEA Open Gate Mass Weapon Detection System. It's not 100% effective, but like Dr. Franklin said, it's another layer of protection. So one of the things you have to balance in a school system is making sure that we can get everybody to school in a timely fashion, and then also making sure that our students are safe. So CHEA has one of the highest throughputs, which means the open gate officially screens people carrying backpacks, purses, and bags without compromising safety in a school system. We found in discussing it that it is one of the best solutions for a K through 12 setting, which is what we're looking for. It has advanced detection, which is a state-of-the-art technology that identifies weapons while minimizing false alarms, which can create panic and nuisances in a school. It's also, what I'm told from talking to people that have used it, it is very user-friendly. It's easy to install, operate, and it makes it ideal for that K through 12 setting. A couple other points I want to make to everybody tonight is it has a fast screening time where it rapidly processes students and visitors, maintaining efficient foot traffic. It also has an automatic operation, so it has minimal staff. That's one of the questions I've been asked over and over. If we put in these open gates, how are we going to do this and maintain? They will require staff. This option is one that requires the least amount of staff because of the divesting, which I'll talk about in a minute. It also has unprecedented accuracy as far as the sensors ensure high detection rates with minimal false positives.